The Story of Pauline Bramble, Book 1, Spring's Blossoms and Young Thorns, is a powerful storytelling by author Richard Byron Cox, which is recommended to be a must-have. Speaking at the launch of the book at Government House last night, Governor General Dame Dr. Susan Duggan described the novel as a masterpiece.
This book is truly a reflection of the author's dedication, creativity, and extraordinary ability to weave the dialect beautifully into a story that creates a gripping narrative. I love chapter 2, where there is an abundance of adjectives describing one of the characters. But as Mr. Denny said, you have to read the book.
Book reviews were done by Mrs. Villette Brown, Lydia Pope, Cuban Ambassador Carlos Rodriguez, and Minister of Culture Carlos James, who all gave good reviews.
This book gave me an opportunity to understand in a very small, compact 400 pages from whence we came, and reiterated what my father taught me about who I was as a black female in a country that was male dominant, and to set the stage for an appreciation of how far we have come despite the struggles that we may go through.
I am a Cuban, and I identified with Pauline Bramble's sufferings, with her sorrows, with her aspirations, with her dreams, and her way of appreciating the environment, life, and the world.
The story of Pauline Bramble exposes the raw underbelly of a post-colonial society. Many would agree that it awakens every emotion and it piques your interest into life and living as a Caribbean man and a woman.
Whenever I realize that bullies get what's coming to them, I feel good. So that's why I'm going to read this part. After I took you from the country and made you know what a good and decent work and pay is, you lie to me and tell me that you were sick and that you broke my rule? How dare you broke my rule? She sprang over to Pauline and tried to slap her square on the face. Pauline was waiting and ready for her. She blocked Mrs. DeCosta's right hand with her left and pushed her backwards. If you want to know what happened next, please buy the book.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves spoke to the importance of the book.
The book is important for something which is vital, and I want to link it with what we are doing now in our celebration of Christmas. Christmas is something universal. It represents the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. But we do our celebration with the values and with our traditions, and we do it very much through the prism of our own eyes. And we are in danger of losing our particularities, things which are us, because there is a movement globally to homogenize our culture.
One of the highlights of the evening was the presentation of a book to four individuals who made significant contributions to culture and the arts in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The recipients are former Minister of Culture René Baptiste, Jean Johnny Finlay, benefactor and patron of many artists, Calypsonian Glenroy Sule Caesar, and the late mass designer and producer David Julian Pillin Pollard, whose daughter accepted on his behalf. I'm Gaylon Brown with today's special report.